Jalisco mit Lovely auf Flux FM. Und da ist er wieder, Jerome Amondi als Jalisco bei Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt Jerome mit Band im Binu, um das Mitte September erschienene Werk Run nochmal vorzustellen. Stücke aus diesem Album hatte er ja kürzlich noch auf der Flux FM Dachterrasse gespielt. Jetzt ist er erstmal bei mir, bevor er abends ins Binu geht und wir quatschen über die englische Sprache als Tool für Popmusik. Wir reden über seine stetig wachsende Liebe zu Berlin. Wir reden über gute Ohren beim Produzieren von Musik, finden heraus, ob sich das Soloprojekt vielleicht zum Bandprojekt jetzt entwickelt auf der Tour, wo er nicht allein unterwegs ist, und wir werden noch vieles, vieles mehr besprechen. First of all sage ich aber nochmal Hallo und Bienvenue, Jerome.
Hallo everybody.
Hallo, how are you doing today?
Cool. Really cool, yeah.
You've been to Munich yesterday and played a show there. How was that?
Yeah, really cool. The audience was perfect.
What?
Yeah, perfect. All people was crazy and it was a really good moment.
Cool. It was your first show down there, wasn't it?
The second show in Munich. Mm-hmm. But it was a real show for us.
Cool.
Yeah, and it was a really good moment.
Cool. Yeah. And how's touring with the band? Because you composed the record on your own in a small studio in Paris, but on tour, you're not alone, you're with a band. How is the feeling with the band?
Really good. It's friends of mine. Yeah. So we are three on stage and there's really good vibes.
Cool.
So it's like we are like children, you know.
Uh-huh, cool.
So it's a big adventure for us.
Sounds good to me. But it was a wise decision maybe to take friends with you on tour, not some professional musicians you don't know, because it's, I mean, they are professional musicians as well.
Yeah, I understand.
The vibe might be more important than the musician craftsmanship.
Of course, mm-hmm. We're not playing jazz music, you know. it's just folk, pop, rock and roll, and you play this kind of music with your emotion, you know. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to be a really, 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 really good musician. The most important for me, it's the vibes, of course, definitely.
And I read that you consider yourself like an okay musician. You don't think of yourself as a brilliant jazzy musician.
Yeah.
But I think it the same thing that you say about the band, that they don't have to be super musicians. It's the same thing with you, because you compose your songs with so much feeling. And with the feeling for the sound and stuff, it's more important than to know everything about the music, is to be able to feel the music.
Yes, I consider myself more than an artisan, and than an artist in general, than a musician.
Mm-hmm, cool.
And it's the same for my friends. We have a large vision. Yeah. I think we have a large vision on music, maybe, and not on one instrument. You know what I mean? It's not easy to me to find the right word to describe that, but it's a general vision. And not I'm not only a guitarist, only a pianist, or a singer. I think it's general.
Yeah, and it's a perspective that you have on the music while not being in the band as the perfect guitarist, but you have the whole thing in your mind while sitting in front of your console and computer and doing this stuff, right?
It's cool.
So you don't need an education for music. You need good ears and a feeling and a heart, maybe.
I don't want to have a big theory. You know what I mean? Yeah. I prefer to work with my feeling.
Yeah, cool.
Only with my feeling. Yeah. It's better like that. Yeah. I prefer, and it's more spontaneous, and it's more, I don't know.
It's more from the subconscious.
Yeah, I think so too. Of course.
And I think many professional musicians who learn how to play notes and who are jazzers actually, they try to come back to that state of mind where you just play and then don't think about stuff too theoretically, right?
It depends on the kind of music. It's necessary sometimes to know the instrument by heart.
Yes.
When it's when you play in a
classical.
Yeah, of course.
But we don't talk about classical music here right now. And that's kind of good. Let's listen to another song of your new record, Run. Wir hören also von Jalisco nochmal den Hit im Prinzip, Your Wish. Heute Abend spielt der MBNU und wir verlosen gleich noch Tickets für die Show von Jalisco in Berlin am Dienstagabend.
Mhm.
Talisco mit Your Wish. Heute Abend spielt er im Binu und wir verlosen gleich noch Tickets für diese Show von und mit Jérôme Armandy auf der Bühne. Jetzt steht er aber immer noch bei mir im Studio. Bonjour again.
Hello again, everybody.
We talked about the band which is on tour with you. You composed the stuff on your own, but on tour you have this band. Do you think of taking them into the studio with you next time because they're friends and good musicians, or is it important that you do it on your own, like it's a Jérôme on his own thing in the studio?
No, in fact, I don't care. I don't want to be alone and just alone to compose music. I'm not like that. It's just because it depends on the feeling with the other track. I don't know. It depends. Maybe with all the band, maybe alone. I don't know.
It just depends. Maybe they visit you for an evening of food, and then you start recording something with them or something.
Of course. Okay. Maybe.
And you don't have to call anyone. When you have an idea, you can start on your own. That's a good thing.
In fact, I'm alone, so I can compose alone. If I have a feeling in a track with my friends, okay, we can recorded all the track together.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. You had not been making music for 10 years, like from 20 to 30 or something. You didn't make any music. That's what I read.
Because
you had to do another job. You had to make some money.
Of course. The life.
But but how has the success of the Talisco project changed you? I think it changed you. It must be a really positive relief to have coming out of a job for 10 years, working, then you record something and the people like the music and then you go out there and play shows. It must be so cool.
Yeah, you are proud, in fact. You're proud of you. You are, okay, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, the life, to give me this moment. Uh-huh. And it's like that, you know. But my job consistent to sell advertisement. Mm-hmm. I worked for communication agency and I loved my job. Mm-hmm. It was okay for me. Mm-hmm. But music wasn't my vein. It's my vein to produce and create music. So of course you're right. Now I'm definitely okay with me, you know. I feel I am on the right way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm relaxed.
Yeah, what I thought. Because even if you loved the other job, there was that I have to make music in your belly. Yeah. And you were thinking about the fact that you actually want to go out there and play some music. And it must be so great if that works. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And Your Wish talk about that.
Uh-huh.
The song Your Wish talk about that.
Ah, yeah, cool. Yeah, sure. That's the topic of the song, actually. Cool. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, Jérôme.
Thanks
I want
very
you to
much.
Come back as soon as possible. We haven't met in so long.
No, it's a pleasure to be here all the time. I my impression is that it's a little bit my home now.
Cool, yeah, sure. feel like home. There's no problem, man. You know where we are right now. Just visit us next time when you visit Berlin. Heute Abend spielt er also mit Band im Binu, der sympathische Jérôme Armandy. Und zwar wird er als Talisco auf die Bühne gehen, wie sich das so gehört. Und wer dafür Tickets haben möchte, die allerletzten Tickets für heute Abend Talisco Binu, der ruft jetzt an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und ich sehe das Telefon. Klingelt schon. Also, versucht ruhig nochmal und ich sage nochmal merci beaucoup, Jérôme.
Merci.
See you next time. Bye bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.